passed since the women's movement began its campaign for economic and social fairness in America. More recently, we've seen the emergence of a parallel men's movement and a sometimes angry backlash against the drive for women's rights. Jim Compton reports.
Women are not satisfied or standing still on their gains. In the 90s, there's been a shift of focus toward issues of personal safety, issues of rape and harassment, and no lessening of militants.
Women united will never be defeated!
I think this is extremely abusive.
But the 90s are seeing an explosion of men's movements, too, often focused on economic and social grievances like child support and custody. And another backlash is emerging against feminist rhetoric among men who say they consider themselves feminists.
They don't, in my opinion, represent mainstream women. They don't represent most women's interests. They're in this basically for themselves. They see it as a means to power.
Rod Von Mecklen publishes a newsletter he calls The Backlash, in which he sometimes savagely satirizes the women's movement.
Male chauvinist pigs have been replaced by sexist sows, and most guys are ill-prepared to handle this because, you know, we're not trained to confront women. We're trained to defend and care for women.
Yet none of the male backlash group seems to believe that the women's movement has not brought necessary change in American society. In Seattle, Jim Compton, King 5 News.
On tonight's Compton Report, Jim talks with two prominent leaders of the national men's movement, and here's the energetic response of a feminist professor at Evergreen State College. The Compton Report, that's just ahead at 6:30 on King 5.